Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut. In this show, we're going to discuss understanding Windows Server Update Services. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been doing consulting and teaching for the government, the United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So when we look at WSUS and looking at the overview, patch management is one of the most important jobs as an administrator. Because if we don't update our clients with the current service packs and so forth, we're going to allow undesirable traffic to come through and also undesirable things to happen to our organization and to our infrastructure overall. So Windows Update is the premier site for obtaining the patches to make our environment more secure. Now, some of the things in the past that made it hard to keep our infrastructure up to date is that everybody connected to Windows Update. You had it set at a certain time, but it would just take too long. And maybe we didn't want all the different patches put in, like Service Pack 2 for Windows XP. What did that do? That locked down the firewall so that we couldn't do anything with the with our group policy or anything like that. It was a total nightmare. So WSUS, the abilities, WSUS allows us to automate the process of patch management. Downloading the actual patches from Windows Update, Microsoft Update, because we can also do updates for Office, SQL Server, Exchange, any of our different products that we have out there, there's going to be the ability of updating those different products. So downloading is one of the things that's going to download to the Windows Server Update Services. Testing, and that's very important because there's going to be some service packs or some roll-ups that are not going to work with certain applications. So we need to have an ability of going through and testing these packages before we go and give them out to all our clients in our different servers. And then we have the ability of approving or denying those different patches so that we can apply it to our clients to get them up to date, which is going to make them more secure and so forth. So the Windows Update client is one of the first things that we can use, and this can be controlled through GPOs. There's three different settings that we can control under the GPO. We can go under Computer, Configuration Policies, Administrative Templates, Windows Components, and Windows Updates. And also, these GPO settings will override the settings of a local machine. So that way, what we're doing is we're centralizing the administration of the patch management. And we can centralize it with the server, which is going to be Windows Server Update Services. Now, some of the important GPO settings configure automatic updates. You specify the intranet Microsoft Update Services location. So what you're doing is you're actually pointing to the Windows Server Update Services because that's what is going to be controlling the overall updates for our different clients. So what we do is the intranet, we're just going to put in HTTP colon double forward slash and a server name. And that's going to be the actual server that we're going to connect to because this is all under IIS. So IIS is our web server. We're going to be using the web server for the implementation. This configures the location of the Windows Server Update Server. Client-side, enable client-side targeting. This can be done only utilizing WSUS. And what this is this allows us to be able to say, okay, these are certain clients that we want to be in a certain group. Additional settings enable Windows Update Power Management to automatically wake up the system and install scheduled updates. This is important because what we have is a lot of times the computer will go to sleep. Well, if the computer is asleep, then how is it going to be updated with the service pack? Well, with this setting, we can wake up the computer so it'll be able to participate in the update. Ensures updates are installed when a client puts the machine to sleep, that wakes up the machine to respond to the updates. Now, let's take a look at the actual WSUS architecture. Each implementation is going to be different for the WSUS. It depends on how you want to configure it within your environment. So what you have to do is you need to plan before you implement the WSUS. So it's going to depend on the office configuration. So what are the types of WSUS deployments? Well, you have an organization with one office. In this instance, we're going to have just one WSUS server. Organizations with multiple offices. What we might have is we have upstream servers, downstream servers. Organizations with multiple IT departments. So when we talk about organizations with one office, the WSUS can be set up to control the updates in the clients, and the clients will be redirected to the WSUS server through Windows Update. So what we're doing is through group policy, we're saying, okay, this is the intranet server. So when Windows Update goes to get the updates, they're going to get it from the WSUS instead of from Windows Update. Organizations with multiple offices, WSUS can be set up as a central server, which collects the updates. So what we have is we have a server that's connecting, the WSUS server is connecting directly to the Windows Update server. What we're going to do is we're going to approve, test our patches before we send them out. Then what will happen is our downstream server will connect to the central server, download these patches, and then apply them to the client. And a branch office has installed a WSUS server to feed off of the central server. Now, the organizations with multiple IP departments, the same as multiple offices. Requirements for WSUS must be connected to the internet. Because what it's going to do is it's going to download the patches from Windows Update services and also from Microsoft updates. So we can get updates for Office packages, for our different servers like SQL Server, Exchange Server, SharePoint services. If you're using a WSUS with a downstream WSUS, then you need to provide connectivity through HTTPS or HTTP. HTTPS is preferred because it's going to protect that stream. Client must be able to connect to the WSUS through HTTPS or HTTP. So we're going to open up the firewall port. What's the client requirements? Well, the client operating system must be Windows 2000 with Service Pack 3 or Service Pack 4 or higher. Windows XP Professional and higher. If the client is disconnected for a long period of time, such as a laptop, consider using NAP or configuring Windows updates for these clients. So what will happen is with NAP, remember what it's going to do is it's going to evaluate it and make sure that it's up to date with all the service packs and the health of the machine is good. If it's not, then it's going to be put in the remediation network. So the remediation network is going to have Windows Server Update services, so it's going to be updated. Planning considerations for WSUS, you need to look at the update source. Is it going to be a downstream server? Or is it going to be Windows Update services? Approval and configuration replication. We need to understand how we're going to approve it, which are the different languages that we're going to use, and so forth. The update storage. Where are the updates going to be kept? Are you going to put it on a SAN with it under a LUN? Or are you going to put it on a separate drive? You need to make sure because you don't want it on a C drive because there's going to be lots and lots of updates. You can have gigabytes of information coming down. So the database, is it going to be internal or is it going to be a SQL Server database that's already out there? Because the database, what it does is keep track of which updates come down, which ones have been applied, which ones have not been applied, and so forth. And we have a lot of extensive reporting that comes out of reporting services. Then the website, we have to make a determination. Are we going to use our default website or do we have another one that we're going to use? Which port is going to be used to connect and so forth? And then the languages. If you're not going to be using Spanish or Mandarin Chinese or one of the other languages, then don't select it. And then what products are we going to update, like Microsoft Office, Microsoft SQL Server, Exchange Server, SharePoint, and so forth. Now the update service, we can use Windows Update. We can also use an upstream WSUS server. One of the things that we have to look at, though, is what is about the bandwidth? How much bandwidth do we actually have? Is this going to be one of the situations where we already have a lot of bandwidth from other services? Do we have enough bandwidth for this update service? So we need to look at what is the bandwidth requirements. Approval configuration replication. Multiple WSVS can provide better patch management, because what it allows us to do is be able to bring down the updates to a central server, test the updates, throw away the ones that we want, approve the ones that are going to be critical, ones that are we can also put automatic approval and so forth. We want to make sure that we get the patches that we do need and get rid of the ones we don't. So we can have a central WSUS for download. And then we have our test environment so we can test the patches. Because, for example, maybe a SQL Server, maybe in Service Pack 3, but if we go to Service Pack 4, like on SQL Server 2000, it's going to break an application. And I had a real-world situation where I had that, where I was working for a firm that was a resort, and they had SQL Server. And it had an application on it. If we would have implemented SQL Server Service Pack 4, it would have broke the application. Well, we wouldn't have known that if we hadn't talked to the vendor, but we could have tested it within our own environment to make sure that things didn't break. Downstream downloads or testing are given after the testing of the patches has been done. So that makes sure that we don't have any of those different things that will bite us in our rear. So you need at least 6 gigs of free space. So that means don't put it on your C drive. Put it on another drive. You should have more for the different packages that can be provided. Local storage of patches will provide less bandwidth requirements. The database, SQL Server is used to provide the history. Windows internal database can also be used to provide storage of list of updates. Need at least 3 gigs of disk space for the database also. So right there, you're up to 9 gigs. Website selection. SSL should be used to secure the HTTP connection, because what we want to do is make sure that the information that's coming through is not intercepted, cannot be read, and so forth. Languages is based on Windows locale. The Windows locale, for example, if I have a locale of Spain, it's going to be Spanish. If I'm in Russia, it's going to be Ruski. If I'm in China, I could have up to 1,400 different dialects of Chinese, but we're going to use Mandarin Chinese. The patches come in international version. We actually support up to 32 different languages. The products. The patches are available for other Microsoft products such as Exchange Server, SQL Server, Office, and ISIS Server. And plus, they're coming out with more and more products that we can update with Windows Server Update Services. Auditing updates. WSUS can assist in creating a secure environment, but clients can still be missing patches or misconfigured patches. So WSUS has several different tools that can be used to help alleviate these problems. And this is going to protect our environment even more. The tools used for the updates, we have the Windows Update Console, so we can see what are the different updates that did come down. Computer and reports help to identify faulty installations and also computers missing patches. Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager, which Configuration Manager 2007. What this will allow us to do is be able to put management packs on the different clients, so the agents will go out and scan and get an inventory of the different patches that are already on, which ones are missing, and so forth. Provides detailed information about updates and inventory. We also have the Microsoft Baseline Security Analyzer, which is the MSBA. And this is an automatic security auditing tool that identifies missing updates, configurations that might need to lead to security vulnerabilities. So using all these different tools are going to help us with our overall structure. Network Access Protection. Verify its computers are up to date with the latest patches. If they're not, then they're put into remediation network. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search for GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.